here's a thought to chew on. If you were going to emulate your Savior, if you were going to take on his persona as a shield of righteousness, and you're going to do good and this and that and the other and blah, 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 have you considered that if you're going to take that path, the things you do for good really shouldn't be done to directly benefit you in some material fashion, like a transaction? Because it appears that as long as your largesse is non-transactional, that within the universal scheme of things, the giving and receiving cycle takes place, the balance. But it also occurs to me that that's the principle that many, I believe, folks who pray hold dear, that the boon grantor, the person to whom you're praying, this blessing machine, isn't doing anything for their own personal benefit. You know, what they do for you doesn't benefit them personally. And yet, I think that's somewhere outside of a lot of folks' thought about, you know, following their Savior, that it becomes very transactional after a while. You go and the preacher says, give me a tithe, and they said, I want me, you know, bless you, blah, 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 this, that, and the other thing. And then the whole history of the church is selling indulgences and negotiating what, you know, they say it's one thing, but we'll negotiate around it. And just, you got some money. So it becomes transactional. And in that scheme of things, when you're doing something to get something, you ain't doing what you think you're doing. If you are thinking you're doing something to go through heaven's switchboard, the granting of prayer requests, well, just imagine if you were tasked with forgiving or forgiving, fulfilling requests. That's it, the fulfilling requests. Let's just imagine you were. But you had to do it in an impartial manner. You couldn't play favorites. And it had to be something that didn't involve you. So you got nothing out of it. It wasn't a transaction. It was a gift. So, just a thought. If your religion is transactional, and you're trying to negotiate with the universe, then you're heading down the wrong path, but you want a justification for continuing or an excuse for loitering. No, that's very Christian, very white of you. But that's not what your guy would have done, and you know it, okay? Nobody in particular.